Dr. David Shiner, you are in the spotlight right now, not only because you're a member of Physicians for a National Health Program, but you were Barack Obama's personal physician for over 20 years.
Right.
During those 20 years, did you have conversations with then just Citizen Obama and to Senator Obama about the health care problems this country faces?
No, not really. I always felt that I would be sort of infringing on our relationship, doctor-patient, if I started taking unfair advantage of our relationship and, we talk about any kind of policy issues. So I pretty much, in fact, as far as I can remember, I never really discussed any political issues of any kind with him.
I see. All right. But your views are pretty widely known. Why don't you tell us what you think the solution is to the health care problems we have in this country?
Well, that we need reform now, I mean, there's absolutely no question. To call it a system is probably an exaggeration. It isn't working. We all know these figures. We pay twice as much per capita as our closest competitor, and yet we rank 37th in the world. We have 50 million uninsured, with probably many other millions underinsured. The quality of our health care is spotty. We have a program for the poor called Medicaid, which I think is a travesty and is horrible. These people get third-class care, and I think I would like to see it eliminated. It's horrible. I think we should be ashamed of ourselves. I think this thing, it's a financial burden on all of us. People lose their jobs, and I'm seeing this in my office now all the time. They can't buy their medications. They can't get any lab studies. They can't even come to see me anymore. So they just have to sort of fend for themselves. It's a disaster. Companies can't hire workers because they can't afford the employees' health costs. My own little practice, we eventually sold out to a large corporation because with our health benefits this year were going to go up 10 to 15%. And it was horrible. My malpractice insurance was 25% of my net income. For many years, I was earning a net pay of $22 an hour, which is absurd.
Wow.
I'm working 7 days a week, and I'm on 24 hours a day on call. The system is horrible. The insurance company, private insurance companies, are in our face all the time. They try everything they can to prevent adequate care from being delivered on multiple occasions. And Medicare, this great fear, the government in medicine is bad. Well, Medicare never interferes. Actually, one of their faults is that they're too permissive, but they don't interfere with my delivery of care.
Right. So if you say a patient needs X test or Y treatment, Medicare generally goes along with it.
I can't even remember an instance when they haven't.
And now how about we're hearing their reimbursement rates are too low. But yet I have a doctor. She told me exactly what the various insurance companies give her in terms of her compensation. And in many cases, it's less than the copay we pay. And it's disgusting, actually, considering how much money we pay in premiums.
Yeah, I mean, this is incredible. The question of how much we're reimbursed by Medicare, one thing would happen if we had universal Medicare, our office costs would go down 30%, because that's how much at least the average practice has to pay for the administrative costs of handling the multiple insurance programs. So there, the revenue, what we get from patients might not go up, but our costs would go down dramatically. I think malpractice would also go down considerably, because if people had lifetime health care, you wouldn't get these health awards when somebody is injured, which can be in the multiple millions, and those would be gone if they have guaranteed health insurance. So malpractice premiums would come down. Pharmaceutical prices would come down if things were bought in bulk and if there were negotiations over the cost of pharmaceuticals. And you could also look at the fact that maybe we should begin to look at the kind of incomes that some physicians are making. Should an orthopedic surgeon in a morning make more than I do in 3 months? I'm not so sure. Sometimes I face life and death decisions and I get paid $12 by an HMO. Is that fair? I mean, I think we should start looking at that. Maybe some doctors are making too much money.
Okay.
I think that's a real issue.
I agree with you. Dr. David Shiner is with us. He served as President Obama's doctor at a clinic in Chicago from 1987 to 2009. And, well, because of that, people are turning to you to see what you think. I have a problem with the for-profit system of health insurance that we have in this country, in that I think healthcare should be a nonprofit venture. I don't think insurance companies should be allowed to exist solely to skim money off the top and not really provide any services.
Well, you know, we're complaining about the robber barons and the finance industry making these huge amounts of money. The head of Aetna, as one example, you know, his salary is $18.6 million. The dean of the University of Pennsylvania Medical School, his salary is $3.5 million. The CEOs of the major hospitals, many of them make over $1 million. I think all of that contributes to our cost of healthcare. The question is, when we look at the healthcare, I call it a system, but it's not really, the medical industrial complex, is the purpose of it to deliver healthcare that is quality and economical, or is it purpose as a income-producing thing for the economy, as a growth engine, because it's one of the biggest growth engines we have for employment and for development facilities? I mean, that's what it's become. It's become an industrial complex, and that's not what it's supposed to be. That's not what it's set out to be. You know, this profit motive, there's no question, it's driving us into bankruptcy. And his plan does not have adequate controls. I don't know how he's going to control costs. It was the only Western country without a national health system. Are all the other countries wrong? I mean, are they wrong and we somehow have the truth and they don't, that they don't know what they're doing? I mean, we can't compete now in the world markets because the healthcare costs of businesses are so gigantic. That's one of the things that helped put General Motors into bankruptcy.
That's right, because the cost of the healthcare for their employees, for their workers.
Yeah, the for-profit motive in healthcare, I mean, it is destructive, and it goes up and down the system. And I think the whole system has to be changed. I think he's trying to rush through this thing because he feels somehow, if after the August recess, they'll go back to their districts and all the lobbies will have been pushing hard. You know, I have a patient who works for a health insurance company. Their supervisors are telling the employees to contact the legislators to vote against health care reform. I mean, they're going to be really pushing against it.
Oh, I know.
Sure, why should they? Don't want any change. I mean, there's a lot of vested interests who will take a hit. Who benefits from health reform? I mean, real health reform? The American public. But I'm not sure. Are they important? Do they matter? I'm not sure if they do matter.
Well, and
they're
that's
control of Congress.
Well, that's why I'm talking to you, and that's why every night on this program I am dealing with this issue, because it is the most important issue facing us, and because the lobbyists for the health care industry, for the health insurance industry, are spending millions of dollars on a daily basis, and the RNC is going to spend over $1 million in the month of August alone trying to convince people that health care reform is bad for them. And I hate to admit it, but the majority of the American public, I think, are just too stupid to see the forest for the trees. They're not looking out for their own best interests. They're believing the propaganda that's being fed to them, and we need to fight back.
It isn't just stupidity. I mean, I don't think it's just stupidity. They have not been properly informed. The administration did not educate the public. And all these various town halls that I hear, unless you're really involved in healthcare, I think you tune out very quickly. They're not really, they don't speak in the vernacular that people understand. They don't really get to the people. You know, I cannot believe, maybe I'm, you know, getting grandiose because of all the publicity I've had lately, but I can't believe I couldn't sit down with some of these people who are the doubting Thomases and tell them what I go through in my practice and tell them how. Do you think that what we are doing is right? Don't you think we have a moral obligation? We always consider ourselves Judeo-Christian and Islamic country. There are ideals that they have, and one of them is taking care of our brethren. I mean, now this is naive to talk about this, but I don't think it is. If we're going to talk about pro-life, this is pro-life. If they're going to be pro-life, they should be pro-universal health care. We're ignoring these people, and they're dying. Or if they're not dying, their lives are made miserable because they can't get decent health care. Or they're going bankrupt because of it. I mean, it is an overwhelming moral issue. And I don't know why people from Washington aren't coming around and telling people that. Maybe they're afraid to say that. I don't know.
Well, because they're taking too much money from the health insurance industry and their lobbyists. That's the problem. Dr. David Shiner, have you had the opportunity to testify in Congress about your views?
No, I've never been asked.
You've never been asked. Have you been able to meet with any members of the Senate or Congress to tell them your thoughts? No.
I only really became an activist about 5 weeks ago. And it was like an epiphany. You know, I when this man from Forbes contacted me and interviewed me, David Whalen, as I was talking to him, you know, it was just all of a sudden I realized, well, you know, because I was Obama's doctor, not because I have the truth and, you know, knowledge of on all these matters, but because I have been his physician, it gives me an entree to the media. And at least I can try to get this message across that what we've got is bad and it needs to be changed and it has to be changed in a proper way.